With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Former President Clinton answers questions today in the congressional Jeffrey Epstein investigation. Yesterday, Hillary Clinton told lawmakers that when it comes to Epstein, she knows nothing.
During a closed-door deposition with members of the House Oversight Committee, Hillary Clinton said she had no idea about Epstein's criminal activities. In her opening statement that she shared on social media, the former First Lady said she did not recall ever encountering Epstein, although Bill Clinton had flown with Epstein for charity trips. Her deposition kicked off 2 days of testimony that will also include the former president. Greg Clogston, Washington.
In this week's State of the Union address, President Trump reiterated his goal to make home ownership more affordable so that, as he puts it, more Americans can live out the American dream with a place to call their own. Detroit-based Rocket Mortgage recently acquired the Mr. Cooper Group, making it the nation's largest mortgage servicer and positioning it to, in the company's words, help President Trump's vision for home ownership become a reality. Rocket Mortgage just announced it will be partnering with residential brokerage Compass, bringing together two major real estate companies to make home buying more affordable and accessible for Americans. An AI pioneer stands to lose a lucrative Defense Department contract.
Earlier this week, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth gave the maker of the AI chatbot Claude an ultimatum: open its artificial intelligence technology for unrestricted military use by Friday, or risk losing its government contract.
Correspondent Ben Thomas says Anthropic CEO says his company cannot agree to the Pentagon's demands. More U.S.-Iran nuclear talks expected next week. As of now, no deal. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 284 points. This is SRN News. Christians continue to leave Syria.
According to the annual report from Global Christian Relief, quote, 2025 produced another sharp downturn. Syria, once home to well over a million Christians, saw a renewed wave of departures. In the wake of the civil war, fewer than 300,000 remain. The new Syrian government, which is made up of men who belong to a Muslim terrorist group, vows to respect religious freedom and pluralism, but apparently not many Christians believe it. Michael Harrington reporting.
The states are deciding what their abortion policies will be in the wake of the 2022 Dobbs decision, and a number of them are putting the question directly to the voters. In 2024, voters in seven states passed measures to protect abortion, while similar amendments failed in three states. As many as four more states, including Virginia and Nevada, may put abortion questions on the ballot this coming fall. This is SRN News. A package delivery giant says if it gets a refund, its customers may get one too.
FedEx says it will pass along tariff refunds to shippers and consumers. FedEx filed a lawsuit in the Court of International Trade to get a refund on what it paid for tariffs set by President Trump. Last week, the Supreme Court ruled those tariffs are illegal. After the ruling, the president said there was no mention of what happens next.
Wouldn't you think they would have put one sentence in there saying that keep the money or don't keep the money, right? I guess it has to get litigated for the next 2 years.
More than 1,000 companies have filed suit to recoup costs from tariffs. I'm Ed Donahue.
Not long after his visit to communist China, today finds Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney in India, part of his drive to lessen his country's economic reliance on the U.S. On the agenda, trade, investment, energy, critical minerals, and technology. More details, SRNNews.com.